15th of 2024. Good afternoon. Donald Trump arrived Monday at the New York court for the start of jury selection in his hush money trial, marking a singular moment in American history as the former president answers to criminal charges that he falsified business records in order to stifle stories about his sex life. The first trial of any former U.S. commander-in-chief will unfold as Trump vies to reclaim the White House, creating a split-screen spectacle of the presumptive Republican nominee spending his days as a criminal defendant while also campaigning for his presidency. Prosecutors also asked Monday for a fine against Trump because they say he violated a gag order. Iran's direct attack on Israel over the weekend upended decades of its shadowy warfare by proxy, something Tehran has used to manage international repercussions for its actions. But with both economic and political tensions at home boiling, the country's Shiite theocracy chose a new path as changes loom for the Islamic Republic. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei will mark his 85th birthday Friday with no clear successor in sight. The tensions coupled with hardliners' grip on power and Khamenei's age signal more changes loom for the country. The Israeli military has renewed warnings for Palestinians in Gaza not to return to the embattled territory north. People appeared to be heeding the new warning on Monday, a day after Palestinians were killed as throngs of displaced people tried to reach their homes in the war-torn area. Northern Gaza, the return of its population, is a key sticking point between Israel and Hamas in negotiations underway to try to bring about a ceasefire in exchange for the release of hostages taken by the militant group. And someone with knowledge of the situation tells the Associated Press that the massive container ship that caused the deadly collapse of a Baltimore bridge experienced apparent electrical issues before it left the port. The person who spoke on condition of anonymity because they weren't authorized to comment said Monday that alarms went off on the Dolly's refrigerated containers while it was still docked in Baltimore, likely indicating an inconsistent power supply. Earlier Monday, the FBI said it was investigating whether any federal laws might have been broken. The Dolly crashed into Francis Scott Key Bridge support on March 26, causing the span to collapse and killing six construction workers. And Tax Day reveals a major split in how Joe Biden and Donald Trump would govern. The presidential candidates have conflicting ideas about how much to reveal about their own finances and the best ways to boost the economy through tax policy. Biden, the sitting Democrat, of course, plans to release his tax records today, which is the IRS deadline for filing. And on Tuesday, he is scheduled to deliver a speech about why the wealthy should pay more. Trump, the former Republican president, says the public has no need to see his tax data. He maintains that keeping taxes low for the wealthy will supercharge investment and lead to more jobs. And a reminder, it is tax day today, the deadline to get your taxes taken care of. And refunds are looking a bit bigger for taxpayers. According to the latest IRS statistics, the average refund this season has been $3,011, up $123 compared to last year. Two out of three taxpayers expect to receive a refund. And I think in Minnesota, it might be the opposite there. That is about it on the World and National News headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we'll deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Brian Frisk will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Brian Frisk, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
Well, it is time for, let's take a look at our weather here right now in downtown Crookston. We have sunny skies still, 57 degrees, and our warmest temperature so far, we actually, not 57, we were at 57 at 11 o'clock. We've jumped back up to 61, so we went from 59 at 10 to 57 at about 11:15. Now we're back up to 61. We have an east wind of 13 miles an hour. Humidity is at 20%. Barometric pressure at 30.04 inches. Taking a look at the forecast for this afternoon, a 40% chance of rain after 2 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy, a high near 65. Southeast winds around 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. And then tonight, a 30% chance of rain, mainly between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy, a low around 45. East winds around 15. With wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour and less than a tenth of an inch of rain possible tonight. We'll take a look at the forecast for the entire week. That'll be coming up a little later here in our noontime news. Again, we have partly sunny skies and 61 degrees right now in downtown Crookston. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at our state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Pru Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
An energy-efficient Train system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Train components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Train. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
Taking a look at the state news, the average income of Minnesota farms fell more than 75% last year. University of Minnesota Extension economist Pauline Van Nurden says analysis of 2,300 crop and livestock farms throughout the state showed median earnings at about $45,000 in 2023 compared to nearly $180,000 in 2022.
In both situations, I think grain prices changed dramatically during that year, and that led to a lot of that profitability change.
The median net income on crop farms dropped 80%, and low prices and high costs also affected many Minnesota livestock producers. Van Nurden says the plunge resembles 2013.
That certainly had producers dipping into working capital reserves, had limited retained earnings, and just limited profitability overall.
Van Nurden says dairy farm profits were down 73% from 2022 to 2023, and hog producers experienced the most challenging year on record, losing an average of $30 per pig sold. Beef was the bright spot as producers capitalized on record prices a year ago. In other state news headlines, this just sent out by the Minnesota News Network. The family of Ricky Cobb II announces Wednesday morning that they're suing Ryan Lundgren, the state trooper who fatally shot Cobb during the traffic stop on I-94 in North Minneapolis. Attorneys for the family point out the state public safety department has said at no point on available video is Cobb holding a gun. Trooper Lundgren is charged with second-degree murder, second-degree manslaughter, and first-degree assault. In late March, Minnesota House Republicans demanded the immediate resignation of Hennepin County Chief Prosecutor Mary Moriarty, who critics allege cherry-picked information from her chosen use of force expert, hurting Lundgren's case. The Cobb family's attorney asked Governor Tim Walz to put justice before politics and let Moriarty bring the prosecution without any further interference. And in other state news headlines, a federal jury has found a Red Lake woman guilty of child neglect and endangerment on the Red Lake Indian Reservation. Court documents say between January 1, 2021 and April 29, 2022, 46-year-old Bobby Joe Johnson, a.k.a. Bobby Joe Kingbird, engaged in, aided, and abetted the endangerment, neglect, and abuse of a child who was in the foster care of her sister and co-defendant Trina Mae Johnson. The abuse included withholding food to the point of starvation, forcing standing in uncomfortable positions for long periods, an assault that caused the victim serious and substantial physical, mental, and emotional harm. Three other defendants pled guilty to one count of child endangerment, and all five defendants will be sentenced at a later date. The Minneapolis Stone Arch Bridge will be off limits for the next 2 years as it undergoes reparations. MnDOT crews began construction this morning on the St. Anthony main side of the bridge, built in the 1880s. The bridge connects two sides of Minneapolis over the Mississippi River. Detour routes to get across the river now surround the bridge. Police in Cannon Falls say a suspect is dead after leading authorities on a nearly 30-mile chase Sunday night in southeastern Minnesota. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office said the suspect's vehicle refused to pull over for police in West Concord and rammed a squad car. A Cannon Falls patrol car chased the vehicle into a hospital parking lot where officers say the driver displayed a gun and then shot himself. Investigators say no shots were fired by law enforcement during the incident. The Minnesota BCA is leading the investigation. And that is about it on our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up right after this from our friends at Pru Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, they are now looking for a full-time office secretary. Experience with computers and QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office secretary position by dropping off your resume, or you can pick up an application at Pru Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Merritt Avenue in Crookston.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview.
Taking a look at the sports scene from Friday, as you heard right here on KROX, it was the Crookston Pirate baseball team beating Red Light County by a score of 9-2. Junior pitcher Matthew Contreras, he struck out 12, only gave up two hits, two runs, one was earned in that victory. As Crookston improves to 1-1 on the season, Red Light County drops to 1-2. Vegas beat the Minnesota Wild 7-2 on Friday. And baseball, Detroit beat the Twins 8-2. And Pirate Tennis, they lost to Mittawaska area 5-2 in Glenwood and then bounced back to beat Perham 5-2. Pirate Boys Golf had their first competition of the season as they went to the Detroit Lakes Invitational at Lakeview Golf Course. Crookston finished ninth out of 11 teams. They were led by Garrett Fisher. Pirate Boys and Girls Track, they went to the East Grand Forks meet at the UND Indoor Facility. And it was the Crookston girls finishing 10th out of 16 teams. The Pirate boys finished 15th out of 16 teams. And women's tennis, the University of Mary beat UMC 5-2. The Timberwolves beat Atlanta 109-106. On Saturday, the Twins played a doubleheader at Detroit. Twins won game one in 12 innings, 11-5, and then they won game two, 4-1. College hockey, the NCAA Division I National Championship, Denver beat Boston College 2-0. Minnesota Wild beat San Jose 6-2. Boys tennis, Crookston played at the Alexandria Quadrangular. They beat Delano 4-3 and then lost to Monticello 6-1 and lost to Alexandria 5-2. College baseball, UMC split with Southwest Minnesota State 8-0, and they beat them in the first game, then lost in the second game 12-2. And women's softball, it was UMC sweeping Wayne State 3-0 and 8-2. College women's tennis, UMC beat Moorhead 5-2. On the sports scene from Sunday, Detroit scored four runs in the eighth inning to come from behind to beat the Twins, spoiling a great performance by Bailey Ober on the mound. Detroit wins 4-3, and the two teams split the four-game series at 2-2. College baseball, UMC bounced back to beat Southwest Minnesota State 18-11. College softball, UMC They gave up 11 home runs in two games, and the number one team in the NSIC, Augustana College, cruised to a 22-1 and 11-3 victories in five innings both games. And Phoenix beat up on the Timberwolves once again, 125-106. With that, the Timberwolves received the number three seed in the NBA Western Conference playoffs. And in game one on Saturday, they have to take on the team that's beat them all three times they've played, Phoenix. So a tough draw for the Timberwolves, and they'll have to figure something out here if they don't want to be one and done. On the sports scene for today, in high school softball, Sacred Heart travels to West Marshall to take on the Fusion. 4 o'clock will be the Riverview Health pregame show. 4:30 will be the first pitch. The Twins, they're at Baltimore for the first game of the series there at 5:35. And the Minnesota Wild, they're at Los Angeles tonight, 8:15, the pregame, 8:30, the drop of the puck. And Scotty Scheffler earned another green jacket for the second time in 3 years. He shot a 4-under-68 in the final round to finish the tournament with a 4-stroke victory at 11 under par. And that is about it on our sports scene. We should mention the 128th running of the Boston Marathon is today with a full field and favorable weather conditions expected. So that is a look at the sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs.
Caribou Coffee, located in Hugo's Family Marketplace, is a premium coffee house that features high-quality handcrafted beverages. Caribou Coffee also has a happy hour with $2 off specialty drinks from 4 to 7 p.m. every day. Whether it's a hot cup of freshly brewed coffee, a latte, espresso, iced beverage, hot mocha, or a Caribou Coffee signature drink, they're all $2 off during happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. every day at Caribou Coffee, located in Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
My name is Curtis Elson. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
And now taking a look at our local news, Crookston sports fans and community members, the wait is over regarding construction and of the new multi-use sports complex facility at the Crookston High School. The superintendent, Randy Burquist, and activities director, Nate Labarsky, explained that excavating work will begin as soon as today.
The project is coming along rather nicely. The excavating starts Wednesday. Just to be transparent, we are holding up, being held up again on a plumbing permit.
Those plumbing permits, tough to get in the state of Minnesota, I guess. That's the second time the school's been slowed down on a construction project because of plumbing. The Crookston School District has run into plumbing permitting issues, as we said before. They applied for this permit in February this year for the complex and are yet to hear back from the state. However, without a plumbing permit, the district will still be able to install drain tile, activities director Nate Labarsky explains.
They're going to allow us to put the drain tile in without the plumbing permit, which means we're going to be able to work on the field portion of it in the timeline that we're looking for. So, yeah, the excavating and everything will start on the field on Wednesday, and we should be able to go from there.
The Crookston Public School Policy Committee also reviewed and approved the start and end goal dates for all the work to be done at the complex. General work and labor such as framing, rock, tape, and partitions to begin June 18th through August 30th. Electrical work to begin April 22nd through August 9th. Earthwork to begin today, ending by August 2nd. Concrete building site surfacing to begin April 29th through July 9th. Asphalt paving to begin June 17th through the July 30th. Landscaping, August 5th through the 9th. Site fencing to begin April 22nd through August 30th. Site utility installation to begin April 15th through May 10th. Sprint turf installation to begin July 29th through August 22nd. Track installation to begin July 31st and to be done by August 8th. Grandstand installation to begin June 10th through July 26th, and plumbing installation to be determined. Lebarski explained that this is an exciting time for the Crookston community, and seeing construction begin being done is a positive sign.
Well, I think even just seeing a bulldozer out there is exciting for, you know, not obviously our students and our school community, but the community as a whole, when they can see that, yes, this project is actually happening. You know, it's been a little bit of a wait, obviously, when we passed the referendum, but being able to see construction start, I think, is going to be a good thing for Crookston.
Many Crookston residents will be able to see the progress of the facility through the summer while passing by the high school. Another thing residents should look out for are live updates that will be captured from drone footage during construction. The footage captured from the drones will be posted on the Crookston High School Facebook page, and we'll share it as well. The annual Polk County Veterans Benefit Fair will take place on Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Crookston National Guard Armory. The event is intended for veterans and their families who reside in Polk County, where they can receive information regarding health insurance, suicide prevention services, assisted living options, and a whole lot more. During the event, attendees will see over 20 tables set up occupied by vendors. The vendors include Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, Chapter 14 DAV Post, Auxiliary and DAV Transport, County Veteran Service Officers, Crookston VFW and American Legion Post and Auxiliary, Minnesota DNR, the Fargo VA, Veterans Nursing Homes, Wounded Warrior Guide Service, American Legion Regional Office, the MDVA Education, North Dakota Job Services, Tri-Valley Opportunity Council, VA Justice Outreach, USDA, Good American Society, and the Regional Veterans Center. Polk County Veterans Affairs Director Kurt Ellison explained that over the years, one of the most popular vendors at the affair is the Honor Flight, who offers a yearly raffle drawing, Ellison explains.
I think the most popular one is probably the Honor Flight table, because they usually have a raffle with a lot of different items like guns and ATVs, UTVs. They have a pretty good selection of raffle items.
And the Honor Flight is an organization that selects local veterans from Minnesota and North Dakota to go on a flight to Washington, D.C. yearly. The Wounded Warrior Guide Service will attend the Polk County Veterans Fair for the first time. The organization provides fishing and hunting opportunities for veterans, and Ellison predicts that could be a popular table for attendees as well. There are still open slots for vendors to participate in this event. Entities that are interested in being a vendor for the Polk County Veterans Benefit Fair, you can contact the services office at 218-281-3066. Ellison encourages all veterans in the area to attend this event, even if you have attended in years past, because each year veterans have the opportunity to learn about new options and services.
It's a great event for veterans and their families and veteran advocates to learn about new benefits or stuff they didn't know about, or different organizations that provide benefits for veterans. And there's thousands of nonprofit organizations that are out there with benefits for veterans.
And again, that will be on Friday, not only open for veterans, but open to the public as well. The Crookston High School class of 1984 will be celebrating the past, present, and future during their 40-year reunion, July 19th and 20th. Committee members have been meeting at Scobie's Pub and Grub for the past few months to finalize the event schedule and work out details. On Friday, July 19th, around 5 p.m., they will gather at Minocqua to kick off festivities. On July 20th at 10 a.m. is a tea time at Minocqua, and they're hoping to get many classmates and their significant others, spouses, to join in on a golf scramble. If you don't want to golf, there will be fun activities at the clubhouse. A social is scheduled at 5 p.m. Saturday, July 20th, to start the night of fun at Scobie's Pub and Grub. The committee asked for classmates to RSVP on the Class of 84 Facebook page by June 15th. Committee members to date are Craig LaPlante, Bev Jamison, Lisa Cormican, Steve Erickson, Kurt Palin, Craig Stoliker, Paul Wilder, Eric Samuelson, Kay Oyen, and Jill Brown. For more on the reunion and how to contact the committee and to see a picture of the class of 1984 from high school, go to KROXAM.com. The Crookston Fire Department responded to the following calls over the weekend. At 7:01 p.m., the fire department responded to the 200 block of 5th Avenue Southwest for a report of a general fire alarm. Upon arrival, the fire department investigated. No danger was present. They reset the alarm, turned over control to staff, and cleared the scene. at 8:52 p.m. on the 13th. They responded to the 100 block of Sergeant Street for a report of an alarm activation. Upon arrival, it was found that cooking had caused the alarm to activate. There was no danger present. They reset the alarm and cleared the scene. On the 14th, at 2 p.m., they responded to a small ditch fire near the intersection of 120th Street Southwest and Highway 75. Upon arrival, they were able to contain and extinguish the fire. Once the area was deemed safe, they cleared the scene. And at 3:33 p.m., they responded to the 100 block of Sergeant Street for a report of an alarm activation. Upon arrival, it was found that cooking had caused the alarm to activate again. There was no danger present. They reset the alarm and cleared the scene. The flag flying over the Crooks National Guard Armory today is in honor of Gilbert Benson, who was born in 1913 in Pine Creek, Minnesota. He enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1941, was discharged in December of 1941. Gilbert Benson died in the state and gently. That is a look at the local news. Now let's take a look at the weather right now in downtown Crookston. We're going to have to call it mostly cloudy skies. Our temperature is at 61 degrees. We have an east wind of 15 miles an hour. Humidity is at 20%. Barometric pressure is at 30.04 inches. Again, 61, cloudy skies, humidity at 20%, and east wind of 15 miles an hour. Taking a look at our numbers from yesterday, we had a high of 68 with a low of 36. The average high today is 53, the average low 31. The year ago high, 36. Year ago low, 34. Record high was 84, set in 1926. The record low, 7, set in 1921. The sun rose at 6:37 this morning. The sun will set at 8:16 for 13 hours and 39 minutes of daylight. This morning's low since midnight, 41 degrees. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, 61. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston in the KROX listening area for this afternoon, a 40% chance of rain after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 65, southeast winds around 15, gusting up to 20. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain, mainly between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 45, east winds around 15, gusting up to 30. And then on Tuesday, rain, mainly after 1 p.m., a high near 60, it'll be breezy, southeast winds of 20 to 25, and a 80% chance of rain tomorrow, with between a tenth and a quarter of an inch of rain possible. Then Tuesday night, a 100% chance of rain, although around 38, northeast winds of 10 to 20, gusting up to 30, and again a tenth to a quarter of an inch of rain possible Tuesday night. Wednesday, rain likely, mainly before 1 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy, a high near 52, and a 60% chance of rain on Wednesday with less than a tenth of an inch possible. Then on Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low around 33. Thursday, a 20% chance of rain after 1 p.m., and a wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Thursday night, a slight chance of rain and snow before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 27, and a 20% chance of precipitation. Friday, a slight chance of rain and snow after 1 p.m., 20% chance of precipitation. Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny, a high near 47, northwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. And then on Sunday, it'll be a high near 55, west winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. It was brought to you today by Polk County and Red Light County Veterans Affairs, Hugo's Family Marketplace, Pru Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, American Federal Bank, and Grand Cities Monument. That is the Noontime News on KROX.